It's time for the high-end chicken draft. We determined the draft order earlier during the break, and it's going to break out like this. Jonathan Rand, you have the number one pick in the chicken tender draft.
Oh, it's pressure.
Joe Giglio has the second pick in the chicken tender draft. I have the third pick in the chicken tender draft. And then we will go to the callers after that. And then this is not a snake draft. We will then go back to the top of the draft order. So after the caller, Rand, you will have your second round pick of the draft. 860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. I need your contenders.
Is this a Chicken Dance remix you're playing in the background?
No, this is the NBA 2K, the draft theme.
All tenders are legal. It doesn't have to be store-bought. It doesn't have to be a chain. It can come from a restaurant. It can come from outside the state of North Carolina. This is an international chicken draft, okay? If you had bomb chicken tenders while you were somewhere soaking up the sun in the U.S. Virgin Islands, let's go. Okay, I want to know about it. 860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. Jonathan Rand, you are officially on the clock with the number one pick in the OG Chicken Tender Draft.
Okay, I don't want to overthink this. I thought about trading the pick, but I'm going to go with it because, you know, 30% of my body is made of these. Bojangles Chicken Supremes is my number one pick in the chicken tender draft.
This was one of the most forecasted picks in draft history. No amount of wheeling and dealing was going to get Jonathan Rand to budge from the overall number one pick.
This was LeBron to Cleveland.
Yes.
This was Patrick Ewing to the Knicks.
This was never going to change. It was always going to be the Chicken Supremes of Bojangles. I am not surprised. Congratulations, Rand.
I'm excited.
You got your chicken tenders.
We're excited.
Very excited.
Take that shortage.
Welcome. Really, really excited to welcome the Bojangles Chicken Supremes to the community.
All of them. And honey mustard, please.
860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. We need you for the chicken tender draft. Joe Giglio, the second pick in the OG chicken tender draft goes to...
The second pick in the chicken tender draft will go to my friend... Greg Hatem, Raleigh Times.
Those are adult chicken tenders, I might
They
add.
Are.
They're not kid menu chicken tenders. Those are like legit chicken tenders.
They are. Raleigh All Times. Right. Greg Hatem.
Okay. 860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. We're going to need callers here in a second as we go to them for their picks in the chicken tender draft. My first round chicken tender draft pick, I think it's the most versatile tender out there right now. I think it's a great value. It can do a lot of different things. It's a five-tool tender. The Publix chicken tender. You can have it straight up. You can have it straight up. You can go to the Publix downtown Raleigh. You can go to any of the Publix. You can go down to Florida. They're all consistent. This is a very consistent tender. Number one. Number two, they're good fresh, straight from the Publix. They're even good frozen from the frozen section. They got a little kick to them. And when you put them on a sub... Never lost.
Never lost.
Never lost. All right. With the fourth pick in the chicken tender draft, we go to Matt in Clayton. 860-5-FAN, 860-5-326. Matt, who is
what's
the
up,
fourth?
What's up?
What's up, Matt? What's the fourth pick in the chicken tender draft, Matt?
Hey, I'm going to go international kind of. I'm going to go with Shaq's chicken on a Carnival Mardi Gras ship.
Carnival Mardi Gras ship? On the actual cruise line?
Yes, sir. Shaq's Chicken. I had it a month ago.
Okay. All right. Are you sure? Was it the vibes of being on a cruise ship that added to the chicken tenderness?
Well, that's what I was thinking. But, hey, man, the sauce is killer. He has his own sauce, Shaq sauce. A little spicy, a little sweet. Man, I thought I was back home in Raleigh.
All right. I like it. Matt, thanks for listening, man. And thanks for giving us your chicken tender pick. I appreciate that. All right. Jonathan Rand, it goes back to you.
I need to know real fast. We're doing three rounds here.
We'll see how many rounds we go.
I'm going to go. I'm surprised it fell to me.
Yeah.
The number two pick. Not a huge surprise again.
Yeah.
But Chick-fil-A chicken strips. Like you have that. That's
Ooh,
my go-to.
Okay.
Give me some Chick-fil-A sauce, and I'll just be happy.
All right.
It's my pleasure to make that.
Not
pick.
The nugs. So,
you know,
the tenders.
You just really irritated your first pick there.
No, I didn't.
They don't get along.
I chose them first. They know the value.
No, they don't get along.
Like, this is not, like, you're not putting
you have no chemistry, man.
Yeah, you're not putting a tender super team together.
Right.
Okay?
You're trying to win.
No. I know what I did. I'm trying to make, two all-stars together.
You trust your coaching abilities?
I think my coaching's good.
All right, that makes sense. Joe Giglio, your second pick in the chicken tender draft.
And let's stay with people I know. Going to go to Rocco, Tavern on the Green, Eagle Ridge.
The golf course kitchen?
Yes.
See, it's those little places, man, that make it happen.
Good crinkle cut fry to go with it.
All right. I'm with it.
Had me at the crinkle cut.
Had you at the crinkle cut. Okay. Fair enough. My number three pick in the chicken tender draft, or I'm sorry, my second round pick, I choose third here in this round, goes to, and I'm just really happy that it fell to me. This has actually been, they're in the green room. I know I'm getting an incredible pick here. They've got the best breading in the game. Popeyes, baby. Popeyes chicken tenders.
Good pick.
Thank you guys for skipping over the Popeyes. And it's got to be the spicy. All right. I'll wait the extra 10 minutes on spicy. Okay. So give me the spicy chicken tenders from Popeyes. I actually crushed those in the Atlanta airport this past Sunday. Delicious. All right. To the callers. We got Ronald on the Beltline for the inaugural chicken tender draft on the OG. Ronald, what's up?
What's up?
We're good, man. All right, so some of the big names are off the board right now. Bojangles is gone. Chick-fil-A is gone. I just took Popeyes. Publix is off the board. Who you got in the chicken tender draft?
Smithfield Chicken and Barbecue.
Ooh, they got three. Damn it, Ronald. I was hoping to get that one in the next round. Darn it.
And they've got the best red sauce. You dip them bad boys in that, They are lip-smacking good.
I'm with it. I'm actually upset with you, Ronald, because I actually had Smithfield's on the big board. I was thinking to go there in the third round, but you beat me to it, Ronald. Congratulations. That's an excellent pick. Ronald, appreciate you listening, man. Take it easy.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Rand, back to you for the third round of the OG Chicken Tender Draft.
Okay, I can't go Smithfield's now, so thanks, Ronald, but it's okay.
That was one I was really hoping would fall, man.
I got two stars in all my team. I got Bojangles, Chick-fil-A. My third pick is local guy, like hustling. I think it's a good, fit with Bojangles and Chick-fil-A. My third pick is Chicken Retreats at PR.
Ooh,
let's go.
Darn it, Rand.
Let's go.
There's a run on my chicken tender big board. This is upsetting me.
So excited.
This is upsetting me.
Oh, the honey mustard.
I know, the honey mustard's pretty good. All right, Giglio, your third round pick in the chicken tender draft.
Reaching now.
This is a terrible job on your part. Terrible job by your front office.
I'm reaching, but since I'm likely to get ice cream with it, I'll go Dairy Queen.
Ooh.
Oh, sneaky.
Actually,
No. That's good.
Joe, that's sneaky.
Yeah.
That's sneaky good, man.
Okay.
Not going to lie. Because you know how many times I have crushed that chicken tenders basket at Dairy Queen because you get the fries and they give you the toast, too? And
then, of course, definitely toast.
There's always toast involved with that. All right, man. That was sneaky good pick, actually. You weren't reached. That's not a reach. That's a good pick. All right, my third round pick. I'm sticking with the big brand names. Sometimes people try to overthink these things, right? PDQ. PDQ was still sitting there? Are you telling me PDQ was still sitting there? I am taking PDQ with the third round pick in the chicken tender draft. I really like my team right now, man. Publix with the overall number one, followed by Popeye's chicken tenders, and now you're hooking it up with the PDQ chicken tenders? Hell yes!
Shoot.
Now, the key here is that all three of those chicken tenders, different in the cut, also different with the breading. So I am filling out a wonderful roster right now with my picks.
That's mean.
None of them are the same.
That's really mean.
We got Alva and Andrew, our listener pick, to close out the third round of the OG chicken tender draft. Alva, where are you going?
I'm going to go with a place called the Brick and Mortar Grill in Anger, North Carolina.
Ooh. Brick and Mortar Grill. It's in Anger?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm going to write that down because I've not heard of that place. I'm going to want to check this place out. Brick and Mortar Grill. Okay, this is, by the way, Chicken Tender Draft is actually a Trojan horse to get you guys to tell me of some spots that I've never heard of so I can go check out these chicken tenders.
Tell them Alva sent you.
All right, Alva. We appreciate that, man. Brick and Mortar and Andrew. Okay, I'm going to have to go check that out. Alva, appreciate you, man. Thanks for listening. Take it easy. It's the OG.
Thanks.
I'm Joe Ovias. That's Joe Giglio. Jonathan Rand is the producer of this program. It is the OG Chicken Tender Draft in honor of the NBA draft tonight. We always draft something in the summertime around this time of the year, so we're going chicken tenders because Giglio did not believe in high-end chicken tenders, but we are proving him wrong with some quality picks so far. Jonathan Rand has gone with Bojangles Chicken Supremes. You followed that up with
Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm. and then you closed it out with the Chicken Retreats at Players Retreat, which was smart of you.
But you got me back with the PDQ. You threw off my board.
Giglio started things off with Raleigh Times Chicken Tenders. That's a good pick. You went Tavern on the Green over at your golf course. And then you went Dairy Queen, which honestly, that might be the steal of the draft, Dairy Queen Chicken Tenders, man. I started off with Publix just for the chicken tender pub sub alone, but they're fine without the sub. The chicken tenders straight up, followed by Popeyes, which I'm sorry, y'all lost there. And then we've got PDQ to round out my third round. Let's go to the fourth round. Jonathan Rand, this will be, I think this might be our last round here.
That's fine.
Our fourth round of the chicken tender draft goes to...
I'm so mad you got PDQ. It completely threw off my big board.
Yeah, scramble. Good front offices know what to do next.
Yeah, my front office struggled a little bit. On my board, I had a lot of different things. I feel like I'm going too hardcore fast food, but I'm going to go Hardee's.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Hardee's.
Ooh, okay.
Sneaky.
That's sneaky good, man. That's sneaky good. All right, Giglio, let's close out. Let's go with your fourth round pick in the draft.
Can the Minnesota Vikings jump me?
Are you
at the clock?
Are you out of chicken tenders?
Can I pass?
You can't pass, Joe.
You can't pass.
I'm surprised you haven't gone for it, honestly.
I know the slogan is, ah, man, now I want wings, but I'll go Buffalo Brothers.
There you go.
Buffalo Brothers.
Yeah, they got good chicken. They got good chicken product out there. They got excellent chicken product out there. All right, with my fourth round pick in the draft, I'm actually upset you went Buffalo Brothers because I was actually going to go with another local establishment, and that's the Carolina Ale House.
Good choice.
Carolina Ale House. By the way, the Carolina Ale House to me has some of the – I don't know where they get their ranch. I don't need to know where they get their ranch, but I like
their
ranch.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's,
if it's
like
that good.
I don't know if it's an industry secret or something like that. I love the ranch at the Carolina Ale House, and the chicken tenders are money at the Carolina Ale House, and I am very happy that they fell to me in the fourth round of the chicken tender draft. We've got Brian in Texas. Brian in Texas?
Yeah.
Calling all the way from Texas for the chicken tender draft. I'm excited about
this. That's right.
Brian, where are you going for the chicken tender draft?
Well, I'm a North Carolina native, so I really like Bojangles, but when I'm not in North Carolina, like I am right now on the highway coming south from Austin, I stop and get Cane's, Raising Cane's.
There it is. There it is. I was waiting for the Raising Cane's. I think a lot of people in this area are not familiar with Raising Cane's because I think they're getting ready to open up their first location, I think around Chapel Hill. I believe Armando Baycott, shout out to our listener Al Hood, who also does stuff for Tar Heel Blog. I believe that Armando Baycott has an NIL deal with Raising Cane's. So that's going to be something that people are going to get around to here in the Triangle. Brian, we appreciate you listening all the way in Texas, man, and shouting out Raising Cane's.
All the time. Thank you.
It's the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. We'll get a bonus listener draft pick. We got David in Wake Forest. Dave, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
We're good. All right, you're going to close out the chicken tender draft here on the OG. Mr. Irrelevant Chicken Tender.
I'm going to go back to the old original chicken restaurant. It's a chain, but it's still around, and I love getting tenders at Hooters.
Ooh, man. You know what? I don't think I've ever had chicken tenders at Hooters. I've always gotten the wings at Hooters, and the curly fries are always delicious. But I did not realize they did tenders at Hooters. I'm going to have to check that out next time I go.
They do both, so I can get a combination usually.
Ooh, I like that. David. Closing it out strong with Hooters, man. We appreciate you, David. Thanks for listening. Thanks for participating in the OG Chicken Tender Draft. A lot of good chicken tenders left on the board. You know, Wegmans was on my big board. The Wegmans was still on the big board. And Cookout.
Yeah.
Cookout was on the big board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the chicken tenders. The chicken tender wraps at Cookout are pretty legit. I like the Cajun run.
The one pick from this draft that was going to be a free agent, someone was just going to pick up, was Shaq's chicken on the Carnival Mardi Gras cruise.
That one came out of nowhere. I believe that's the reach of the draft.
I don't know.
That was an obscure.
I don't know, man. Cruise chicken?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know you're probably not sober on the cruise when you're eating the chicken.
Probably
isn't
not.
That really the goal here?
Yeah, that is kind of the goal.
To find the best.
It does.
Antidote, the best hair of the dog, if you will.
I know some people have also pointed out that chicken tenders at there's chicken tenders that you can get at gas stations as well. Also on my big board, not in the area, but Royal Farms. Royal Farms is up in like the Delaware area. They do chicken tenders. Tendies. Dude. Ridiculously good. It's Jonathan Rands, the producer of this program, and he likes to sing.
Yeah. It's time for Rant 2.
Acapella the news.
I know you're counting the hours before the NBA draft tonight.
Very excited.
I know we're all very excited because our Orlando Magic had, I'm just kidding, that's not our team. They had the first pick of the draft. They got some options. They got Jabari Smith from Auburn, Chet Holmgren, Gonzaga, Paolo, Duke. We got options, so we'll see who the Magic pick.
I want the Magic to pick me.
See what I did there?
I just really want to play down in Orlando.
Big B.O.B. fan.
Everybody knows I want the Magic to pick me.
I don't know.
When I hit the flow, the fans be clapping for me.
He had some moments.
Everybody wants me to play for the Magic, Magic, Magic. Magic, Magic, Magic. Magic, Magic, Magic. Want the Magic to pick me.
I've got the skill set to blow your mind. I know this rookie year, yeah, it might be a grind. I know you're struggling, yeah, your franchise is behind. But it'll pick back up, man, I promise once I'm signed. Just want that prestige of going number one. And maybe that extra dough too, yeah, that's fun. I heard that former Zag Chet's not a bad bet. That 7-foot frame making all the drivers sweat. Or how about my boy, Athletic Jabari? I mean, it means more playing in the SEC.
Maybe
you want that brotherhood glow. Well, that's an easy pick. K's boy, Paolo.
I want the Magic.
We'll see. What are the odds? Are there odds tonight, Julio? I mean, I'm sure. Of course there are.
Yeah, where's the money moving on?
Of course there's always odds on who's going to draft.
Are there odds?
If there are odds on youth hockey, then there's got to be odds on.
Come now, sir.
The NBA draft.
Jabari Smith is the overwhelming favorite to go number one overall to the Magic.
Yeah.
The number actually jumped considerably overnight. Let's look. Let me get the right number for you.
I just love. Can I wager on when Adrian Wojnarowski is going to tip the pick without actually tipping the pick?
You cannot bet on Woj.
Oh, that's too bad because Woj is usually ahead of everything in that regard.
First overall pick, current odds -500 for Jabari Smith. I.e., you have to bet $500 to make 100.
Oof, it's terrible.
Those are not. That means that's going to happen. And then Chet Holmgren for the number two pick is -714. So it looks like we will have Smith, Holmgren, and then Banchero 3. Banchero's odds at 3 are -667.
Let's answer some Hey Joe questions.
Joe cracked the door.
First up, and Hey Joe from Bill on Twitter. Hey Joe, has Duke low-key turned into Kentucky by focusing on the NBA draft hall instead of, you know, actually winning stuff?
I wouldn't go that far because I've never heard Mike Krzyzewski, and I don't think we're going to hear John Shire say what John Calipari has said in the past to boosters or at events where he's done some speaking that, like,
This
is what matters.
Yeah.
You know, I sell these guys on getting to the NBA, and I'm fulfilling the promise to them of getting them to the NBA. Now, that is self-medication when you might miss out on a couple of years or whatever, and you're riding high as a program. But when's the last time Kentucky truly was just buzzing? It's been a long time.
Well, they've kind of been run out of the one-and-done game. So that's the issue there.
So people have kind of tired in that. So that's where Kentucky was under John Calipari a few years ago. I've never gotten that sense out of Duke. Now, are they going to utilize who gets drafted tonight to help promote their program? Like, is their social media going to be on tilt tonight with the Brotherhood and joining the guys in the NBA? Absolutely. But I ain't knocking that hustle because that's the game, man. That's how you keep front and center with top recruits. That's how you remain relevant as a program. And Duke absolutely should do that in the same way that, hey, you don't think NC State football leans into the whole Pac Pro business anytime they freaking can? Of course they are, because that's the sell. Sure, there could be a flashy school up the way that gets all these recruits, but if you want to develop and go to the NFL, you come through NC State. That's the hook for Dave Doran and recruiting oftentimes. So I'm not going to knock it. It's all part of the game, and Duke's really good at it. Next up.
Next up from Nick on Twitter. Hey, Joe, too many men?
Dude, I was a little confused as to what I watched unfold in overtime last night between the Colorado Avalanche and the Tampa Bay Lightning. I know, Jillio, you had texted me and Rand about the Lightning looking like things are going their way, but a credit to the Avalanche. They found a different kind of way to win last night. Got a little, it was a little muckety-muckety in that game last night, and they clawed it out in overtime in a goal that ended up being somewhat controversial because there was a discussion as to whether or not there were too many men on the ice during a line exchange. And John Cooper, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning, was not pleased after the game.
This one's going to sting much more than others just because I think it was taken on. It was potentially, I don't know. It's hard for me. This is going to be hard for me to speak. I'm going to have to speak. I'll speak with you tomorrow. You're going to see what I mean when you see the winning goal. And my heart breaks for the players because we probably still should be playing. I'll be available tomorrow.
So what Cooper is referring to is too many men on the ice. And if you look at the replays or you look at a still, yeah, there's six Avalanche skaters on the ice at one time. But we have to remember that in hockey, things are officiated a little more loosely, if you will. Loosely is probably the wrong word to use. Things are much more open to interpretation in hockey than other sports, right? It's such a fast-moving game that you have to call it by the spirit of the rules rather than the letter of the rules, if you will. The NFL is all about the letter of the rule for the most part. And the NHL was something like too many men on the ice. If you watch it last night, in any way, shape, or form, was that line change? You know, like, are you being within 5 feet of the, how much is that important in this exchange? It's not. And if you wanted to get technical, you know who had more men on the ice in that exchange? The Lightning. They had, if you wanted to count skates on the ice during a line change, they had 7 players on the ice last night. So you got to look at this from the perspective of, that's just a line change, man. I mean, in no way, shape, or form did it actually affect the play on the ice. There was no advantage gained in this situation. I forgot the guy's name who was actually leaving the ice as Kadri came in for the game winner. He in no way, shape, or form was affecting play. That is not something that I'm going to call. I wouldn't call it.
So well, it's not reviewable either.
It's not reviewable at all either. So that's one of those things where I get that you're upset and that stung because that's the series last night. I think you and I agree on this. Last night was the series.
Tampa had it. It was 2-1.
Yeah.
Going into the third. I thought they showed a great resiliency, particularly when, you know, my theory, they win game 3, 6-2, and I'm thinking, well, we're going to get Colorado's best response here.
Mm-hmm.
Not so. 36 seconds into the game, you know, Anthony Cirelli scores for Tampa Bay, and I'm like, And then even after McKinnon gets on the board, you're going, well, Tampa scored again, and I'm going, they're going to win this thing. That, Joe, I even gave you the preemptive. I wasn't even trying to be a jerk. I was just like, damn, I think Joe got this one right, and I got it wrong. But I just think the overall health of this situation, you know, Kadri coming back after missing 3 games, he's a big part of what they do. So he comes back, and you're looking at the Tampa lineup. Braden Point doesn't play. Kucherov, it plays, but he's fairly limited. So it's, I just think the healthier team is going to end up being the one that wins the series.
And that that final goal going into the back of the net, no one knowing.
Oh, that was weird too. I mean, it was the strangest thing, and it was like one of the most anticlimactic ways to end a very dramatic overtime.
We have the Spanish broadcast of
that.
Oh,
do we?
Yes.
I want to hear this now.
So the goal scored. No one knows.
I love it.
I love the Vasilevskiy.
Yes.
That's actually.
No,
here. Took me like 5 minutes to figure out. Oh, he's talking about the goalie.
Here in the Colorado. I was like, oh, yeah.
Give it to me again, Rand.
You better say his name like that from now
on. I love it. I think we got time for one more before we talk
to
Felder.
We do.
No.
Last up, and hey, Joe, I'm going to take my headphones off for this. From Aaron on Twitter, hey, Joe, Obi-Wan finale, go.
Yeah, so the Obi-Wan series on Disney Plus wrapped up last night. I'm not going to talk about anything that's spoilery, because I know some people haven't watched it yet, or they're in the process of binging it now that all 6 episodes are out there. I'm going to tell you this right now. It should have been a movie. Straight up. It should have been a movie. But the reason why it wasn't a movie is because Disney freaked out because all the butthurt fanboys after Last Jedi and Solo, they wanted their real, or whatever they feel real Star Wars is. Right now, I thought that the finale for Obi-Wan was really good. It had some cool freaking moments. The first 3 episodes were slow, and you didn't know what the hell's going on, and a little cheesy. But the last 3 episodes, the back half of it, I thought was excellent. I thought they pulled it into the station the way they should. But for anybody who's acting as though every Star Wars product that's ever existed is somehow, some way perfect, you're kidding yourself. Star Wars has been, as the kids would say, mid since Return of the Jedi, and a bunch of freaking Ewoks took down an entire army of stormtroopers with rocks and sticks. So don't sit here and tell me that the stuff is cheesy. You watched teddy bears take down an empire, okay? So get over yourself. You're a grown-ass man who's sitting here wasting time trying to figure out, well, why does Obi-Wan look so old 9 years later? Grow up.